HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
Wow, the final black college football game of the season, the third annual Celebration Bowl, that's the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl, will conclude the 125th season of HBCU football in a big way in the brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the ATL. And that will cap the last couple of weeks that has seen so much happen in the world of black college football. What am I talking about, you ask? Well, check this out. The regular season ended a couple of weeks ago. Just recently, Cheney University has announced the dropping of its football program, closing a tradition that dated back 63 years. The Wolves, they weren't very successful. The program overall recorded only 91 wins against 501 losses and 5 ties. That's not important. What's important is there's no more Wolves. Then there's Donald Hill Ealy, who's been named the head coach at Alabama State. And Coach Hill Ealy, who was at one point the interim head coach, when he took over an 0-5 team and won 5 games of the season before finishing 5-6, Coach Hill Ealy says he has plans.
There's been many leaders that come in, and they add a little tradition over here. They add a little tradition over here. The only thing I want to do, I want to take the traditions that all those guys from Malcolm and everybody put in, LC Coles, Barlow's, Coach Jenkins, and I'm going to take what's good and make it Alabama State.
And then there was Coach Robert Prunty, who was announced as the new head coach at Hampton University. And Coach Prunty says that the 757, which is the area code for the Tidewater area in Virginia, will be a recruiting haven.
It's like being at a buffet. You get a little bit of everything in the 757. I'm excited to be here now. This is the bloodline. Right here, 757. We need to be relentless in the 757. And going back on what I said, every coach, including me, will have a school in the 757. Our presence will be felt all over the 757.
And then there's head coach Jerry Mack, who after a loss in the Aggie Eagle Classic, had this to say about the future of North Carolina Central football.
Overall, you know, we had 7 wins. A lot of teams in the country would love to have 7 wins. Probably a little bit disappointed because of the projection. But, you know, we're harder on ourselves than any fan or any media outlet could be. We've set a culture. We've set a standard around here for the last few years. You know, our goal is to always win the MEAC championship and go represent the Celebration Bowl. We fell short of it this year, but we have a good core coming back. We're going to be right in contention next year.
North Carolina Central's lost coach Jerry Mack to Rice. He'll become the Owls offensive coordinator. And former Prairie View A&M head coach, yep, I said former, head coach Willie Simmons has left the program. And word is, he's on his way to becoming the new head coach at FAMU. Yep, he's going to become a Rattler, so they say. Meanwhile, Savannah State made the announcement that when the school leaves the MEAC after next season, that's the Mideastern Athletic Conference, the Tigers will become members of the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, a.k.a. the SIAC. And that brings me to this weekend's game in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, for those of you who don't know. This game will feature the number 1 and 2 teams of the year. It's the reigning Black College National Champion Grambling State Tigers, led by head coach Broderick Fobbs, who's 11-1 G-men, are the top team on the Urban Media Today Black College Football Poll. And they remain focused to repeat as they prepare to face head coach Rod Broadway and his North Carolina A&T Aggies.
We're looking forward to a competitive football game. I really admire Coach Broadway and what he's been able to accomplish over the years in his coaching profession. And he's one of the pillars, you know, of black college football. And it would definitely be a pleasure, you know, to compete against him.
As I said, the Tigers are taking on the untarnished and undefeated Aggies of North Carolina A&T, who at 11-0 are led by head coach Rod Broadway. And they are the number 2 team on the Urban Media Today Black College Football Poll. A&T has its sights on nabbing a national title. But both coaches know how important this game is. And what a way to wrap up the season that commemorates such a historic mark in the existence of the battles on the black college gridiron. Coach Broadway, by the way, is very appreciative to the visionaries of the bowl game.
Let me thank the guys that had the vision to put this game together. Because that's... As you look back in history, I spent 26 years in Division I, and every year we started every season with the same goal, to make a bowl game. Now our kids have an opportunity to play in the bowl game. And we played in one, and last year we played in the playoff. And if you ask our kids, it's 100% that they'd rather be here than the playoff. So my hat goes off to you guys that had the vision. Now it's an honor being here. Thank you.
Coach Broadway enters this contest with an arsenal that contains this year's MEAC Offensive Player of the Year under the center, and that's Lamar Renard, a 6'4", 200-pound redshirt junior who passed for over 2,700 yards this season with 26 TDs, and he was also ranked third in the nation in passing efficiency with a rating of 171.6. Renard put the ball in the air 285 times, completing 186 passes, and he was only intercepted 5 times.
He's a player of the year in our conference, and he's really grown. I think that season changed last year when he got hurt. The 4-game previous to him getting hurt, he was completing 74% of his passes, and we were really a really good football team. We lost our first two quarterbacks and got down to our third, and really lost a couple ball games there at the end. As far as looking back, our focus has been straight ahead, not what happened last year. Our goal is this year in trying to win the national championship for North Carolina A&T State University.
That's Coach Rod Broadway. Meanwhile, Lamar Renard did comment about the key to the Aggies' success.
As a team, we just come in and work every day. We put the time in the weight room, the field room, on the practice field, and we just come to compete. And we're brothers. We stick together through whatever. And it really showed this year. We're 11-0, and hopefully we can go 12-0 December 16th.
Coach Fobb's arsenal contains last season's Sheridan Broadcasting Offensive Player of the Year, Devontae Kincaid, a 6'1", 201-pound quarterback who, by the way, was also a finalist for the inaugural Black College Football Hall of Fame Deacon Jones Award. This redshirt senior has not lost a SWAC conference game in 2 years. And this season, he passed for 2,680 yards and 21 TDs, while only being intercepted 3 times, and the coach points out he expects Kincaid to be the quarterback he has come to know him to be.
We're expecting him to be Devontae Kincaid. We're expecting him to lead our ball club like he's always done for the last 2 years and continue to do what he's been able to do and accomplish. So as he goes, we go. And, I've never seen a championship team that didn't have a great quarterback. And that's across the board, whatever level, high school all the way to professional. So we're hoping that we execute the plan that we have in place and play well on Saturday.
By the way, both Renard and Kincaid are finalists for this year's Black College Hall of Fame Deacon Jones Award, which is an award that's given to the best Black college football player of the year. Last season, the award went to former North Carolina A&T running back Tariq Cohen, who's making big things happen this season with the Chicago Bears. Meanwhile, the Aggies boast a defense that's ranked 5th in the nation against the run, only giving up 79 yards per game, while the Tigers' D ranks 12th, giving up 102 yards per contest. So you would think the air attack may be key in this contest. Well, the Aggies' defense also ranks 4th in the nation against the pass, only allowing 9 TDs by air this season, and Grambling State has given up twice as many. But Coach Broadway has pointed out that the X factor in this game may be the Grambling State running back who goes by the name of Mr. Excitement, better known as Martez Carter, who rushed for 842 yards this year and 10 touchdowns. But that's just from the line of scrimmage. Carter's also been kept busy giving opponents headaches as he returns kicks and punts.
When I look at Grambling, they have an outstanding quarterback, so do we. And they have a running back, which I say, and this is the best compliment I can say, he's a ball player. He's a ball player. So they have a lot of pieces in place, and we're very similar athletically. So it should be a heck of a matchup right there.
Coach Broadway's right, this one should be a good one. But what he's not saying is that his Aggies have a go-to back as well, in the name of Markell Cartwright, who was a 1,000-yard rusher this year.
As always, we're going to go out and give it our best and hopefully play our best game of the season. We have an outstanding opponent, I think. And when you see guys winning and winning the right way, I admire that. So we're looking forward to competing and going out. Let's get it on, as they say.
So don't miss this weekend's 3rd annual Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl. And by the way, if you can't be in attendance in VA, the game will be televised. I can't wait.
Touchdown!
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today.